God's objective in the creation. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. Psalm 145, verse 9. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Mark 9, verses 43 through 44. In the work, The Final Restoration of All Things, published in 1835, R. Rowe wrote, "Of these, the former asserts a divine attribute, the latter describes a place of punishment, and, if both be taken in an unlimited sense, they are evidently irreconcilable. Having, therefore, to decide which is best entitled to be taken in this sense, and so to be considered as a leading principle, we ought undoubtedly to prefer the former, because of these two things, the attribute only is essential and unchangeable." When thus rightly considered, we are taught by the whole tenor of Scripture, as developed both in the character and actions of God, that He had no other object in the creation of intelligent beings than that of making them finally and supremely happy in the communication of His own blessedness, which object He effects during successive dispensations, both in this life and the next, through the mediation of the Son, and, under Him, through the ministrations of a chosen portion of His creatures, so that even temporary evil will in His hands be made subservient to its more abundant accomplishment.